welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Hope you're all well. Today we'll only have two headlines. The first one will be the halving, and the second one will be DCEP. Now, the halving occurs every 210,000 blocks, or roughly every 4 years, and reduces the block subsidy, so the money that the miners are getting, by around 50%. Currently, that is 12.5% Bitcoin every 10 minutes, and it will be reduced to 6.25 after around the 12th of May. As you can see behind me, there is a clock. The upper time is based on the current block time, so it takes around 8.8 minutes, not 10 minutes, to mine a block. And the reason is that everybody that has got an ASICs miner switched that machine on to take advantage of the current still 12.5 Bitcoin that the system emits every around 10 minutes, or currently every 8.5 minutes. So you have to watch the upper time, because that is the one that counts. There is no time within the Bitcoin blockchain. It's just the block. And every block, as I said, takes around 10 minutes to be mined. And so there's this time difference coming from. Now, how do you say it correctly? Is it halving or halvening? I was asked, well, you can use both. In the blockchain itself, in the code, it says halving. It's hardwired in there, hard-coded in there. And if you want to take a look into that, also the 210,000 blocks is hard-coded in there. You go into github.com, then into the blockchain GitHub, and there into the directory SCR, and there you search for a file called validate.cpp. In there, you just do a control F to find, to search for a halving, and you'll find it there. And you'll find also the formula in there. And the other one with the 210,000 blocks, you'll find in a file called chainparms.cpp. And the other question is, okay, what happens after the, let's 12th of May or 11th of May, whenever that halving happens? Will the Bitcoin system crash? No, it won't, because it's not the first time. It's now the third time that this happens. and the miners that have got old machines or not operating economically anymore will just switch off their machines or will move to another network. There are plenty of other networks that accept or that can work with ASIC machines. So only the best machines will continue working on the Bitcoin blockchain. That has always been like that. Just to remind you, back in 2013, when somebody came up with the ASIC for the first time, all those GPU miners were obsolete and could be switched off because none of them were really mining any Bitcoins anymore. So life will continue. And also, if, let's say, a substantial amount of Bitcoiners switch off their machines, then, as it's currently happening with the time will be inverted, so it will take longer than 10 minutes to mine a Bitcoin, to mine a block. And after 2016 blocks, the difficulty will be adjusted anyway, and it will be back to the usual 10 minutes. So there's nothing to worry about. This is a natural effect that happens on the blockchain, on the Bitcoin blockchain, and it's not the first time, it's the third time that this is happening now. But just take a look out. I mean, it's an interesting thing that's happening, because it will reduce the subsidy or the inflation rate from the Bitcoin blockchain to around only 1.79%. Now, the second one is a really interesting one. It's called DCEP, and it's translated into Digital Currency Electronic Payment. And that is the renminbi of China on a blockchain. So that happened now, as we at Category 5 announced it back in December last year. They have done it now. They're rolling it out, and it will have, I'm pretty sure, global implications. So they're gradually replacing the paper money with the blockchain money. And as you probably know from China, if you go to a small market and you want to buy something very cheap, you don't buy it with cash anymore. You pay there with your cell phone. A little bit like Apple Pay, they have got their systems, and everybody has got that over there. Sometimes they don't even accept credit cards anymore. And in future, it will be only this famous DCEP. And you'll see two charts in a second behind me. One is a picture of that cell phone application, and the other one is just a comparison to cash and other valuables. Now, they're rolling it out very carefully. It's only in a few cities where they're rolling it out and testing it. They will be involving huge vendors like McDonald's, Starbucks, that will be testing in these cities the DCEP at a stage. Every merchant must accept the DCEP because it's the official currency of China. It is a blockchain based on many things that we know from our blockchain industry will be incorporated in there, with the only one big difference: it's centralized. And what does that mean? So if the government in China or the central bank of China decides to do something, then everybody will have to follow that. And that means that, for example, if they give you some money, or you have got some money in your wallet, then they can tell you where to spend it. You can't do anything against that because it's not paper anymore. You cannot just go somewhere and pay with cash. You have to pay with a DCEP, and they can tell you where to buy. And the question I will be asked, well, what happens with us here? It's going to be similar. Just wait a few years. I mean, not to the extreme that they will tell us what to do and not to do with the money, because that will be a little revolution in the Western world. But if the government gives you $1,200, they can decide where they want you to spend it. And that can be regulated and done through a digital currency. So watch out. We'll keep you informed on this here. And that's it from me here at the Crypto Corner. I wish you a fantastic week and that things may pan out the way you want them to be panned out. So hope to see you next week. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, Robert. Just a reminder, we're not giving you financial advice here on the show. Rather, we're simply giving you the facts and leaving it up to you.